The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Rami Bar Abba says in the name of Rav Huna, Ir Sheshevis al Sfas HaNachal, a city that's located by the banks of a river. And Yesh Lefana Adako, if it has in front of it Adako, which we'll soon see what Adaka is, Arba, which is four, Moedidin Lo Misfas HaNachal. Then one measures from the edge from the banks of the river. Then Lav, and if not, Eim Moedidin Lo Elmi Pesach Beisei. We only measure from the Pesach Beisei, from the entrance to the house. Rashi learns that we're discussing over here a city that's by the edge of a river, and Adaka is a mechitza that prevents the water from the river from getting into the city. If there is a mechitza that's four amas, as Abai explains, Daka means arba amas. If there's a mechitza that's four amas tall that protects the city from the water, then the city is considered a regular city, and one measures the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos from the end of the city. However, if there's no mechitza that's four amas tall, then the people constantly have to be scared that the water will overflow, and it's not a comfortable city to live in, and therefore it's not considered like a city at all. And everyone measures from the entrance to their house. The houses do not combine together to form a city, to form an ear, because this is not an ear in which people can really live in. The Rashba also learns the Gemara along the same lines as Rashi, except he explains Daka a little bit different. Instead of saying that it's a mechitza 4 amas tall, he learns it's 4 amas wide, also in order to be actually strong enough in order to withstand the waters in times when waters would tend to overflow into the city. This is the Mahalach of Rashi and the Rashba in this Gemara. However, the Rif and the Rambam learn a different pshat in the entire sugya. The Rif says as follows. Says the Rif, we're talking about a river and most of the time it dries out and people are mishtamish. People will do things in the river. They can go into the place where the water is supposed to be, and there's mishtamish over there. There's different things that they could do over there. It only fills up during the rainy season, but during the summer, during the rest of the year, it's dry and people could go take care of things. They could do things in that area. It's a place that's available for public use. Since it doesn't fill up with water most of the year, and people could be established there, people could do things there, Nasa Bechlal Ir, it's part of the city. In this case, what we're saying is that as a Daka Arba, that we measure from the Sfas Nacha, means from the other side, from the other edge of the Nacha, not from the near side of the river, closer to the city, but from the other side, because the Nacha is considered part of the city, since it's a place that the Rabbim, that the public, could use. It's available for public use, and therefore it's considered part of the city. The Rambam says similar, a city that's on the river banks, if you reach the Daka, Reichav Dal Amis, if it has a Daka, which is 4 amas wide, Al Sfas Nacha, by the edge of the river, they could stand on it. In other words, the Rambam is learning that the Daka is not a fence or a wall, but rather it's a platform that one could stand on. And by standing on that platform, they can be mishtamish in the Nacha. So like the Rambam tells us, Nimsa Nacha Bechlal Ir, the river is considered part of the city, and you measure Alpayim Amis, 2,000 Amis, by Sfas Nacha Shnia, from the other side of the river. The Rambam says very clearly that since there's a daka built over there, a platform that's built there, that one can now use the nachal, use the river, the area of the river. The whole river is considered part of the city, and the 2,000 amas only begin at the other side, at the other end. If there's no daka, there's no platform to be established from, then the nachal, the river, is considered part of the 2,000 amas. It's not considered part of the city. If one looks at the Torah, he'll see that the Torah brings down both the Perushim and the Gemara, Rashi's pshat and the Rambam's pshat. Interesting to note that the Torah, there's no mention of a platform to be established on. Torah might have understood Daka to Yachayma, to the wall of the ear, it's not clear. The Mesesa, by the way, points out that there's a need for an Itztavah, there is a need for a platform. And if we look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passed it to Mesesa, who is the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch, he passed it to the Grif of the Rambam. And there he says that a city which is located on the banks of the river, that most of the time the river is dry, and people can mishtamish there, people can do things there, it's only full during the actual rainy season, when it's actually very rainy. If Yesh Lefanev has in front of him Matzev Ruchav Dal Amas, a platform 4 amas wide by the edge of the river, and they can stand on the platform and mishtamish and do things in the river, then the river is considered part of the city. And he measures 2,000 amas from the far end of the river. However, if there's no such platform there, then the river is not considered part of the city. The Magen Avraham has a Shiloh. What about other places where people from the city are mishtamish? Or people open public areas that can be used for public use, that people do things there, similar to this river? Is this halacha special by a river, or is there all public areas which are available for public use? The Eliyahu Rabbah, the way the Achrenim El Rabba is a channel of the Girsa of El Rabba, but the way that Achrenim explained what El Rabba means, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, it brings to El Rabba, that we cannot be make all about this, and what this kula, this special halacha, that the public area is considered the extension of the city, applies only by river, and this is because, since Rashi and the Rashba, the Arishayim, Rashi and the Rashba, who did not have this whole Pshan the Gemara, and according to them, there's no Makar for this whole concept, this entire concept, that area, which is for public use, is considered part of a city. So therefore, if in the Pshat of the Rif and the Rambam we have a suffix, if we're unsure if a certain case is included, then we combine that, we're mitzarif that with the opinion of Rashi and the Rashba, who don't have this entire halacha, and therefore we do not have the right to be lenient by anything other than a nachal, anything other than a river. The Nefesh Chaya and the Tshuva says that since this is a Shiloh and Magna Ram, although Ladina we are not Meko, like the Rabba says, however he says we have the right to use it as a tziruf, we have the right to combine this, and if there are other reasons to be Meko, then we also could take into account the sugya of Yeshavet Asfas HaNachal, this sugya, and add that as a tziruf, as an added reason to be Meko. If the area which we're discussing is a public area, there are reasons to say that maybe it's considered Hukaf L'dira, maybe it has fences around it, and there's reason to believe it's Hukaf L'dira, that's for dira reasons that it has fences around it, and therefore it should be considered an extension of the city. If we need another tziruf, if we need an added factor to allow us to be Meko, we could use this sugya of Yeshavet Asfas HaNachal, because the Magen Avraham does have a tzad that the kula of this Gemara, according to the Rif and the Rambam, applies to other public areas, other available areas that are available for public use as well. The Michas Yitzchak, in Chelik Zayin, Simuch Av Dalad, in a long Shuvah, which discusses the Williamsburg Bridge as a connection between Brooklyn and Manhattan for Tchumen purposes, and he wants to say over there that the Williamsburg Bridge, which had a series of Pesach both on the Brooklyn end and at the Manhattan end, and inside of it there's a guard's booth where the guard would sit. No longer does the guard sit there, but originally there was a guard sitting there, the guard's booth in the middle of the bridge. So the Chassidic wants to say the entire bridge is considered Hukaf L'dira because it has walls on the two sides, it has Tirsa Pesach at the two ends, and it has some dira going on inside, and therefore it's considered a connection for Tchumen purposes at least between Brooklyn and Manhattan. And the Chassidic adds in that as an added factor, as a tziruf, we could also throw in this sugya of ours, of Yerei Shevet HaSfas HaNachal, since the Williamsburg Bridge is a public area, it's used. It's of use. It's like some would want to apply this to any major highway that's of major use to the entire public to travel from Brooklyn to Manhattan and from Manhattan to Brooklyn. Therefore, it would be considered an extension of each of the cities, and thus would be a connection between the two cities of Brooklyn and Manhattan. And Yechitzchak, although he's not Samech on this by himself, but since the Magen Avraham does have such a tzad that we could apply the rule of our sugya and halacha of our halacha at Shulchan Aruch of Yerushalayim Hasas Nacha to other public areas, therefore he wants to use this as an added factor to be made by the Williamsburg Bridge. The question then comes by public parks. This question came up in Lakewood, Ocean County Park, otherwise known as Rockefeller Park. There's a shiloh of that park, the large park, that separates two different parts of Lakewood from each other. And the question is it considered Hukaf L'dira? And some want to suggest that maybe that if it's unclear if it can use Hukaf L'dira, we can apply the rule of the Michas Yitzchak that we can add as a tziruf, similar to what Nefesh Chaya does and the Michas Yitzchak does by the Williamsburg Bridge. We can add as a factor that the public park belonging to Ocean County meant for the use of all the people of Ocean County. It's the largest park that's of public use in Lakewood, and the whole people from Lake are established there. There are all sorts of activities going on there, from playing to barbecues to the picnics to other activities. There's swimming going on over there by the Goyim in the Ocean County Park. Rav David Feinstein, although he felt that the park is considered a good connection between the two parts of Lakewood for tchumen purposes, for other reasons, he did not want to use as an added factor this thing of Yerushalayim HaSfas HaNachal, because since the Shulchan Aruch says there has to be a matzeva, there has to be an itztava, there has to be a platform which is used to be mishtamish from, the park doesn't have an itztava, it's a large area that's of public use, but it doesn't have the added advantage of an itztava, of a platform that's meant for people to stand on to use, and it seems there's specific halachas when one can apply the rules of Yerushalayim HaSfas HaNachal, just like we see from this criteria of itztava. It's interesting to note that a Falk in the Tshuva Machzeh Eliyo, the longer Tshuva about the Tchumen, in Gates at Newcastle, towards the end, he wants to say over there that stores, grocery stores, convenience stores, he adds even clothing stores, which are used for the entire public to buy their food, to buy their clothing from, they would have they would be a good application of the Halacha of Arsuga, of our Halacha Shulchan Aruch, of Yerei Shevet HaSfas HaNachal, of use for the entire public. And he says that although the Magen Avraham has a shiloh, if we can apply the kula of our Gemara and of our Sifat Shulchan Aruch to other areas besides rivers, he says that he wants to say it's only by other open public areas. So there the question is it only by a nachal, by a river, or by other open public areas? And especially because other open public areas don't usually have an itztava, they don't usually have a platform to stand on to mishtamish over there, and that's why the Magen Avraham has a shiloh. However, a store, which is not an open area, but rather it's simply of use and of necessity, of basic needs for all the people in the area, that is pasha, it's simple, it's not included in the Magen Avraham shiloh, that for sure could be considered a manifestation of the halakha of Arsugya. And that is one of the reasons he's Minkel, based on, to extend the city of Gateshead, based on the grocery stores and clothing stores that are at the edge of the city. He says that the other stores, which are not of basic needs for all the people in the city, would not have the kula of Iriya Shevis Asfas Nachal of Ar Sugya, because they're not considered a place where all the B'nai Yir, all those townspeople are Mishtamish. But the grocery stores, convenience stores, even clothing stores, he wants to say are included in the kula of Ar Sugya. Now there's an interesting Chazanish. The Chazanish is the Tzimik of Yud, Sivkat Mechav Zayin, where the Chazanish says that the entire halach of Iriya Shevis Asfas Nachal, according to the Rif and the Rambam, only applies in the shita of the Chacham of Rabbi Meir. We had a machlokes to Rabbi Meir the Chacham on Daf Nun Zayin. If Nun Zayin Kavir from the year Achas, if before we start measuring the 2,000 amas of the tchum for a city, if we first add 72 amas of Karfif of the area around the city before we start measuring the 2,000 amas or not, Rabbi Meir does give a Karfif to one city. The Chacham don't. They say only when the two cities are close to each other we can give each one a Karfif to Yichiba Yars to connect the two cities. The Chazanish says that the whole halach of Ar Sugya according to the Rif and the Rambam is only going in the shita of the Chachamim, which is actually how the Rambam paskins, that we don't give a karfif for a city, we don't extend the city 70 amas before we start measuring the tchumah pahim, the 2,000 amas. And on that, the Gemara is saying that if there's a nachal there, a river, where people are mishtamish, where people, the townspeople use, then we do have the right to consider that area a karfif. Therefore, the Chazanish says that no matter how big the river is, we only gain 72 amas, even if the river is wider than 72 amas. Only 72 amas could be counted towards the city, and after that, one must begin counting the tchumah pahim, the 2,000 amas. He says in the end that afterwards he found in the Yerushalmi, it says like this, that only up to 72 amas can we apply the halacha of Yerusha v'Zafas Nachal. And the Chazanish says that therefore, since we, the Tur and the Ramah, for Ashkenaz and Paschal, like Rabbi Meir, that we always give a kafir for one city, we always count off 72 amas before we begin counting the Tchum HaPayim. So therefore, this whole sugya has no halachic bearing to us. Now this is obviously difficult to understand because the Tur, besides bringing the Shittas Rashi, does bring down the Shittas Rambam in our sugya, although the Tur did very clearly pass like a Rabbi Meir in the beginning of the Siman Shittas Yichas, and he made no mention over there of the Shittas Rambam not to pass like a Rabbi Meir, and here the Torah does quote the Shittas Rambam, albeit a little differently from the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but the Torah does have, and the way it appears in the Rambam, the Torah does have the Shittas Rambam, as we mentioned before. All the Acharedim will go on the Shulchan Aruch, from the Magen Avraham, all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah. They all discuss the case of something other than the river, other places where the public is mishtamish or is available for public use. And no one makes any mention that this is only for the Shita of the Machaber, but for us Ashkenazim has absolutely no practical ramifications. This is a little difficult to understand according to the Chazanish. The Machzaliyah already makes this point that this is a difficulty with the Chazanish. There should be enough Kamina also, Lahalocha, and Chaim Kanievsky already points this out in the Aris, in the back of Shena Halochas. The Chazanish is of the opinion that no one holds that we give an Iber the Iber. That means once we give an Iber an extension to one city, we never give a second extension if there are Burgenin at the end of use to extend the city, at the end of 70 Amos. We do not give another 70 Amos after it's for Karfif according to Rabbi Meir. That is the opinion of the Chazanish. Chazanish says that there's no Machlokes Rishonim about this. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Bi'ur Halacha and Sefer Shittas Yichas is of the opinion that this is a Machlokes Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah feels that according to the Torah and the Ramah, we do give an Iber le'Iber. So then, maybe according to Rabbi Meir, there will be a practical Nafkamino, there will be a manifestation of this Halacha of Iriya Shevis Asfas Nachal with the Pshat of the Rif and the Rambam, that if there is a river which is of public use, so then we can extend the city up to 70 Amos or even further, based on this, based on the river, and after that maybe give another 70 amas of nesin iver of nesin iver leiver, which the Bi'alocha says mechatchila not to be said lecha this shita of the Torah the Ramah, but the chayyeh that would be enough kamina. The Chazanish says there's no enough kamina, might be going only according to his shita, and no one gives an iver leiver. But according to the Bi'alocha, it's possible that according to the Torah the Ramah there will be enough kamina, even according to Rabbi Meir, that after the river we'll still give another 70 amas, an additional 70 amas of kafif instead of giving the kafif just from the edge of the city. It could be that this is not a good enough kamina. It could be that even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that that which we give Iber le'Iber according to the Torah and the Ramah is only if the first Iber is a house which is Roy L'Dira, someone could live there. At one point it was Roy L'Dira, even if now it got ruined, but it has some connection to Dira to living there, as opposed to a river which is not Roy L'Dira, it don't can live there at all. That's the reason why the Rashba doesn't like the soap shadow of the Rif and the Ram altogether, because no one can use a deer, no one can live there. How could you use that to extend the city? This is not a good example of Ibor. So even though we do pass it like the Rif and the Rambam, that it could be used as an Ibor, as the Ritva explains, because it's available for use for the townspeople, so it's tuffle to the ear, it's bottled to the city, it's considered an extension of the city. However, to give another Ibor after that, could be here even a turn there, a moment agree that under such circumstances, we don't give an Ibor the Ibor. That would be a way to Makayim the Shita of the Chazanish. The Chazanish himself seems to contemplate at one point using Ar Sugya L'Halacha and having it make enough kamina, practical ramification of halacha, because the chasnish, he has his shita that even the front yard in front of the house, even if it's fenced in, if there's no dira of pita velina, like we discussed during the parak, and after gimel and after day, if there's no actual eating and sleeping, a kvias for eating and sleeping on a regular basis going on there, it's not considered an extension of the house, or cannot be used to extend the city. And therefore the chasnish wants to know why a fenced in city, a walled in city, is considered the wall is the edge of the city, and even the 70 amos of karfi, according to Rabbi Meir, is counted off from the wall, not from the last house inside the wall. And the end, the Chazanish says that since the wall protects the city, it's considered a real part of the city. And the Chazanish says that the kasha is not a kasha. It's not a problem why the wall is considered part of the city. However, at one point, the Chazanish, Tzivkon Chof, in Tzivkon Chof, did contemplate using our suga, of Yer Yeshem as Asfas HaNachal, that the people are mishtamish, that people use the area of the river, and here too people use the whole area up to the wall. It's the public area, it's the streets of the city, and it's controlled by a fenced-in wall. So then the Chazanish says it's unnecessary to come out to our suga, because since the wall protects the city, so everything within it is considered part of the city. However, we do see that the Chazanish was willing at one point to use our suga, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And as we said, the Nefesh Chaya very much is clearly using it lalocha. He's saying even things other than the river, we could apply as a tziruf at least the halacha of our suga, and the Mechitzik also uses as a tziruf. We mentioned Rav David Feinstein's reservation of using our suga as a tziruf because of the lack of a platform. In most cases, where one would want to make a practical use of our suga of a public place that people are mishtamish at the edge of the city. And we said that Rav Falk, actually Medina is samech on our suga by grocery stores, convenience stores, clothing stores, and he believes that they are considered a place that's used for by all the people, by the entire public, and therefore they could be used to extend a city.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.